these guys made Gabe want to punch a hole in the wall. "Call me," wink emoji. "Where are you going? HMU. Babe, I'd give my left nut and a crisp hundo dollar bill to spend a minute in your crop dust." Jenna was better than those men, and honestly, she'd probably delete the comments the moment she got back to her phone. Gabe knew she was busy. He wasn't daft. She was on her first date in almost 7 years. She was feeling nervous, anxious, excited, and slightly depressed all in one image. However, she did look amazing. Jenna was the kind of woman that would light up a room with her presence alone. Everyone around her had a great time because she wouldn't allow anyone to have it any other way. Jenna regularly made jokes that would make you choke on your drink, so you'd be smart to time your sips when she wasn't talking. Wherever she was going, the person she was going to meet was about to have a great night. Whatever man was on the receiving end would most definitely end the night thinking, "Holy shit, this could be the one." And whether anything ever goes any further would actually fall into Jenna's control. Gabe knew that to be true, because at one time, he was the hopeless man looking for a one-night stand, and instead found a girl that he was ready to drop it all for and settle down. If it all went the same for the man across the dinner table as it went for Gabe, he would know it before the waitress came back with the meal. It would be glaringly obvious that his girl was different. She wasn't the kind of girl that you had a single good night with. She was the kind of girl you have a good life with. Pressing the button on the side of his phone, Gabe shoved the phone into his pocket and took another sip of whiskey. 2 weeks. 2 fucking weeks. Maybe that was enough. Maybe it was enough time for Jenna, but it wasn't enough time for Gabe. She probably wasn't moving on, and this date wasn't going to be the one, but it was still her getting comfortable with the idea that she wasn't coming back to him. Jenna had drawn the line in the sand, and she was ready to dip her toe in the pool and see what was out there. God knows what the dating life would be like in this small town, that politically leaned hard the opposite way that Jenna did, but she was going to give it a red-hot go. Gabe, on the other hand, was holding on to a slim hope that things would come back around to him, which clearly was getting more and more difficult. He jumped up from the bed of his pickup truck and felt the world shift below him. He was more drunk than he probably realized, but he steadied himself and then carried forward. Gabe walked over to a circle of foot-tall rocks with old and forgotten piles of ash and adjusted the sticks and brush that he placed in there earlier. Satisfied with the structure of kindling, he pulled out his Bic lighter and popped the lighter to life. He brought the flame to the kindling and waited for the flame to start to eat the brush. Soon, with a couple long blows into the structure, the fire pit came to life and maintained its glow. Gabe took a step back and placed his hands out. The heat of the flames crisped his palms, and after a couple seconds, he withdrew them and took a step back. He once again looked out over the lake, taking in his surroundings. Gabe had taken Jenna out here. They had watched the sunset, and they ate cheesecake that Gabe had brought in a cooler. When the time was right, he kissed her. Kissed her softly at first, but then slowly moved his way down her neck. Jenna rolled her neck backwards, and Gabe knew that he was on the right path. He kissed her neck and slowly lowered her onto the bed of the pickup, which he had placed a lovely blanket down first, and then gripped her hand in his. That was 6 years ago. The night was still etched into his mind like a core memory. They only came up here 3 more times in the following years, the most recent 6 months ago, when Gabe was holding on to hope that it would jumpstart the same memory and maybe make her feel the same feelings she felt that night. The truth was, it was an amateur attempt. A feeble attempt.